Well, they ruled in favor of having John Dingfelder on the ballot, and also, more importantly, of saying that the Democratic Party has nominees. I mean, that was the basis of the lawsuit that the Republicans did, and they were Republican supporters that did this, is that they tried to say that not only couldn't the name of John Dingfelder be on the ballot, but that the Democrats should have no nominee at all, was their argument, which would be a really extreme thing for a judge to do, since I know of no other case in Florida ever where that's been done, and no one cited one. So that would be a very extreme action for the judge to take. The judge ruled that, indeed, the Democrats did have a candidate, and that's whoever the Democrats or a nominee, that's whoever the Democrats nominated. And we nominated, the Hillsborough County Democratic Party nominated John Dingfelder for this seat. One of the what the judge cited, one of the cites that he makes in his memorandum, which I think is, for me, says it all, really, is from a case in 1956, a Florida case about voting rights. The right to vote is among the most important rights we all share as Floridians and Americans. Judges must be careful in determining whether a candidate nominated by a political party is legally qualified to run for office, because the effect of a mistake could disenfranchise a large segment of the population. Thus, the law requires judges to resolve doubts about qualification of a political candidate in favor of the candidate.
So it sounds like the judge is saying that even if John Dingfelder made a mistake earlier, it was up to the party to nominate someone in his place, and you nominated John Dingfelder, and whether or not that individual made a mistake, that the voters should have the right to have to be able to vote for someone.
That's right. I mean, the only what the Republicans initially were citing were saying, they were saying they could remove John Dingfelder from the ballot. They can remove a nominee's name from the ballot, but that doesn't preclude the party from having a nominee. And the party rightfully nominated someone who was qualified, and that was John Dingfelder. So he's there. I thought it was a very solid case for us all along, because I can't see a judge saying that, you know, we could not have a nominee.
And, of course, Linda Salcena is in a very similar boat as John Dingfelder is. They both were on city council. They both missed the deadline to make the announcement that they were going to run and resign from council, run for county commission. And they also both were nominated by the party after they withdrew. So what do you think this says for Linda Salcena's candidacy?
I think it bodes very, very well for Linda Salcena's candidacy. As you say, they're very similar cases. Before we even knew the decision, her attorney was saying that yesterday also, whether, you know, whatever way this went. And I just think the arguments fall, the law falls on the side of protecting the voters' rights. It's the voters' decision to decide if they, you know, want these nominees, Linda Salcena and John Dingfelder. And I think that the Republican Party is very threatened by these nominees. They're very, very strong nominees, and this was an attempt to get around that, or these cases are, to distract and to take away the public's attention from the great public service and representation that these two candidates, Linda Salcena and John Dingfelder, have already given us as city council members. They've demonstrated how good they are. I don't think the Republican Party would have filed these lawsuits had they not had they thought that these were weak candidates or candidates who wouldn't win.
And finally, do you have any indication from the Republican Party if they plan to appeal this judge's decision?
Absolutely none. I don't know.